Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For years, the National Football League, the NFL, has denied that concussions caused lasting brain injuries, despite the fact that retired players suffered from unusually high rates of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. But the NFL admitted for the first time this weekend that repeated blows to the head can result in long-term damage. The league is now encouraging all of its current and retired players to participate in brain research at Boston University. To talk about this, we turn this morning to Dr. Bob Stern, a co-director of the Center for the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy at the BU School of Medicine, which the NFL says is about to receive a $1 million donation. Dr. Stern, good morning, and thank you very much for coming into the studio on this Tuesday.
It's great to be here, Bob.
Let me ask you first, how big is this news that the NFL is finally acknowledging a link between concussions and brain injuries? And I ask because critics have compared the league and its denial of brain injuries to the tobacco industry's longtime denial that smoking causes lung cancer.
It's pretty big news. It's not earth-shattering world international news, but it's big news within this topic. Finally, now they are saying there is a link and let's do something about it. And it's just one part of a multi-part story that has been unfolding over the last month or two, where the NFL has been making huge changes to the way the sport is played and their policies on and off the field.
Well, they certainly have gotten much tougher on the field in issuing penalties to players who tackle other players unnecessarily roughly.
Yeah, they have. And in the last two or three weeks, a couple other major rule changes have occurred that will hopefully add to the health and safety of the players. Number one is that the NFL decided that there must be an independent specialist, independent from the team, from the league, who clears someone to return to play, who is the person responsible for deciding whether someone has had a concussion or whether they are safe to return.
That's on the field during the game.
That is when they come off to the sideline, either on the sideline or after the game before they can return to play. And then the other rule, the rule change, is that this is a big one, that any player during practice or a game who is showing any significant symptoms or signs of concussion may not return to the game or even to a practice that same day. That's a huge change, and it's one that we've been hoping for a long time.
How many NFL players are suffering from brain injuries or memory-related diseases to their days on the playing field? Do we know?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you. I don't know. And one of the issues is that we're talking about two different things. We're talking about, on one side, the cumulative effects of big concussions and big trauma to the head that can result in something called post-concussive syndrome. But the thing that our center is looking at, in my mind, the greater issue, is the longer-term effects of having an exposure to banging your head over and over again, such as seen in football, that then develops into a degenerative brain disease later in life. This disease is called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, something akin to Alzheimer's disease, but it's a very unique disease. And it results early on in problems with cognition, like memory, some depression, and very importantly, impulse control difficulties. And then later on, as it progresses, it turns into a full-blown dementia, like an Alzheimer's dementia.
So how do you imagine this new partnership with the NFL will aid you in researching these problems?
Well, first of all, the big thing is that they're going to be encouraging all of their current and retired players to participate in our research. That's a big thing for us, to be able to have the NFL say, hey, guys, it's good for you to participate in research. Please do things like promise to donate your brain after you pass away to this research team. Participate in their ongoing research into the clinical markers and biomarkers of this disease. And number two, they're saying that they're going to give us some money. This is something that we'd never discussed with them in the past. It just kind of came up out of the blue on Sunday morning. I read it in the newspaper that they were planning on giving us $1 million or more, but we haven't really discussed that in any formal way. But if we can have some kind of research support from them that has absolutely no strings attached, no conflict of interest, either real or perceived, then that would help us in moving forward in this research.
Have you witnessed or experienced interest on the part of NFL players to participate?
Well, we sure have already. Prior to any of these announcements by the NFL, we have been running a program where it's a brain donation registry. A group of athletes, both pro and amateur, at our center at BU, where people agree to donate their brains after they die and to be participating in a telephone interview during every year throughout their entire life. So far, we have around 250 athletes. Approximately half of them are pros, and approximately half of them, so around 50 to 60, are pro football players, either active or retired.
So what are you hoping will come from this?
What we're hoping for is that we can understand this disease called chronic traumatic encephalopathy so we can diagnose it while people are alive, because currently we can only diagnose it after people pass away, so we can come up with treatments for it once people start having it, and ultimately to learn how to prevent it. It is really the only fully preventable cause of dementia. And so if we can figure out what the risk factors are for developing this disease, whether it's genetic or other important risk factors, people will be able to make decisions about how to enter the game and how to play the game.
So practically on the football field, do you imagine that someday there might be different headgear for players anywhere from the Pop Warner, the little kids, all the way up to the pros?
Yeah, there already are some fantastic new helmet designs out there that are being incorporated into youth and collegiate and high school football and trying to be entered into the NFL. These helmets will never stop the concussion or the underlying kind of subconcussive blows from actually occurring, but what they can do is limit the force that is felt by the brain.
And do you foresee someday a different playing style? And what I mean is that in any given game, at whatever level, every day you see football players lower their heads and try to barrel through the opposing side, whether that player who's lowering his head and going forward leading with the head is on offense or defense. Do you think that might change someday?
I hope it does change. But I hope it doesn't change so dramatically that the game is a completely different game. I think there are specific things like leading with the head that need to be changed right away to be able to make sure that those very big, high-impact blows to the head are eliminated. But you're right, we're never going to get rid of it all. You know, think of a lineman or a linebacker who every single play of every single game hits heads with their opponent. Not in a huge, huge tackling type of mode, but just a part of the regular play. So if you have a lineman or a linebacker who plays from, you know, Pop Warner all the way through pros, imagine how many tens of thousands of blows to the head they're experiencing from every day, every practice, every game.
Dr. Bob Stern, thank you very much for coming in. Good to meet you, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Dr. Bob Stern is co-director of the Center for the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy at the Boston University School of Medicine. The center will receive $1 million from the NFL to study the brains of football players, research also supported by the NFL Players Union.